A witching town. Come closing time, certain clamorous gentlemen tilt at maternal windmills as the bottomless beveled looking glass gives up its regular ghost. On rubbery legs, the sex pals rise to go in a reek of frangelica, dully intense, aping abandon. Two by two, they pass the bar. In foresight, I see them tomorrow, wakening shipwrecked, washed ashore in hysterical waves, fumbling for cigarettes and a phone as the bad champagne drowses on the dresser in a garland of small change. And so it is best to be at last alone, weaving warily home on a borrowed bike under the mountainous moon-colored skies. These star canyons of late October, especially in this witching town, so far from my love, who elsewhere lies. The window seat. On a winter's dawn, in a window seat, at an all-night diner, I watch a man who sways as he locks his car, drops his keys, fishes them up on bended knees, and stands trembling. Breathing smoke, he starts my way. He pushes through the double doors, demanding service, fanning a crust of Georgia clay from his overcoat. Whenever I think of my father, he is like this man, standing alone in some kind of trouble on the far bank of a wide and angry river I may never cross, though I know the way. Waterlooed. On Martyr's Day, hard by a wailing ghost town, thigh deep in pounding surf you stand, your arms uplifted lingeringly, as though you wait to wed that ocean. The waves weld your body to your backless gown. I watch you from behind and long for more. Hidden high in the simmering dunes, fingering treasure, I spy upon you through a glass. Shock by shock, you stand like a guttering torch. Tar and timber litter the alien shore. 2 miles out, a wandering Coast Guard cutter hoists the foundering sole survivor. He looks so helpless, they toss him back to the fish. Falling splayed, his fatally fine form raises a swirl like roses on the shifting salt water. Maybe this was the man you'd hoped to bind. All unseen, I sensed first, but now have sighted the thin, ruinous scars above your shoulder blades. Ex-angel, lost light, forgive me for coming, but I woke so thirsty with a drowning in mind. In another new school. As you voiced the concern that masked the objection, that veiled your fear, I thought for a moment, until I was on this trip, I had never imagined that I was a poet. But then I proved to myself by memory that this was not so. In another new school, at age 9, I wrote to order an ode on George Washington, in sinuous quatrains, singing his weaknesses. He was weak, he knew it. Caution became him and saw him through. My teacher, aghast, sent me home and threatened to skip me 3 grades. Finally, she gave me first prize in creative writing. We had only just moved to D.C. And then, at college, they seem so satisfied to find, as fitting fact, my father had taken his own life, wantonly, against the will of the majority. Graduating with honors, I shrugged, attending the sirens. And so, from the beginning, you see, I've been on a kind of LSD, which brings me back where I started from, addressing you, awaiting you, answering again, though I've changed the key. Parasol. Are you angry still? Look what I brought you, a parasol. Bright red, of an almost Japanese elegance, and veined with inky hieroglyphs. A small beguilement, utterly transparent, I know. Would you mind if I open it wide? Give us a hand, and help me hang it here, upside down, over your unmade bed. And now, simply because the world goes round, it is starting to sway gently, and it looks a little like a lily now, a fine, faintly fantastic fleur-de-lis you have grown. And the lamplight shines through it so scarlet on sheets the color of dawn.